I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new Amnesty International report accuses Myanmar's government of war crimes in Rakhine State and calls upon the international community to act. David Curry of Open Doors USA says conflict between the military and armed ethnic groups is an ongoing status quo in Myanmar. Entire communities are caught in the middle, and in some cases, believers become the target.
We have 100,000 Christians in Myanmar who are pushed out of their houses, that are living in camps, deprived of access to food and health care, and that's because of their Christian faith. They're facing massive persecution in Myanmar, and nobody's talking about it.
Please pray for persecuted Christians in Myanmar and share this story on social media to help spread the word. And tomorrow is the last day of Ramadan, a month of daytime fasting as Muslims seek Allah's favor. Eid al-Fitr, a holiday marking the end of Ramadan, begins tonight. Muslims celebrate with food and prayer. We've asked you to pray during Ramadan for Muslim men and women to find spiritual truth in the God of the Bible. As the Islamic holy month ends with fervent prayers to Allah, Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA says Christians can pray for Muslims to encounter Jesus.
God calls us to pray, and He moves through our prayers. As believers all across the world focus prayers during this time, He hears our prayers, and He reveals Himself to Muslims, and He answers our prayers.
Please pray also for Christians and Muslim communities to have the courage to share their faith. Learn more about what God is doing through Frontiers USA in the Muslim world at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported outreach of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA offers a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.